From the campuses of the University of Georgia in Athens, Georgia, and the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the transcribed College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, the University of Georgia is out to challenge the varsity scholars from the University of Minnesota, the school that returns to the College Quiz Bowl for the fourth straight week in an outstanding season. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hi there, everybody. It's good to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Now, let's meet the teams. First, we're going way out to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Bob Boyle of station KSTP Minneapolis St. Paul is on hand again to serve as referee for the Minnesota team. Are you with us, Bob?
Sure am, Alan. And so is the Minnesota team. With one tie and two wins under our belts, we figure to stay around a while more. Here are the team members to introduce themselves.
Colleen Helgeson-Nelson, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
Eleanor Vail, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Joe Schechtman, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey, Hopkins, Minnesota.
Okay, there you've met the varsity scholars from the University of Minnesota. Now we're going to move way down south, way down to Athens, Georgia, where Bob Van Camp of station WSB Atlanta is standing by to referee for the University of Georgia team. How do the Georgia team members seem, Bob?
Well, respectful, Alan, but not awed. They hope to give Minnesota a good game. Here they are to say hello.
David Voss, Augusta, Georgia.
Julia Ann Skelton, Athens, Georgia.
Lynn Marston, Atlanta, Georgia.
Barbara Crawford, Chicago, Illinois.
We've met both teams. Now, before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you, our audience, an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Okay, Roger, how about those rules?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. Now, when the University of Georgia signals, you'll hear... And when the University of Minnesota signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. Now, the team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt the toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team's going to be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules. And that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Here's your first toss-up, and may I point out that coming up first is a 30-point bonus. Here's the toss-up. Different English dictionaries give 4 words beginning with the letters ZW. For 10 points, can you name the 1 word beginning with ZW that is familiar to most mothers? Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
Zweibach.
Right, Zweibach. Did you like it, Colleen, as a little girl?
I can't remember.
Okay, here's the 30-point bonus that you earned by that. Minnesota, it's a bonus question on relatives of fictional characters. For a quick 5 points apiece, you are to identify each of the following. Aunt Polly's nephew.
Tom Sawyer,
isn't it?
Yeah, Tom Sawyer for 5 points. Mrs. Darling's daughter.
Wendy.
Right, from Peter Pan. Lady Montague's son.
Romeo.
Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Uncle Toby's nephew.
That's from Laurence Stern.
Tobias? No.
Tristram Shandy.
That's right, Tristram Shandy from Stern's Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy. All right, Meg March's husband.
Oh, John Brooke.
John from Little Women, Louise May Alcott's Little Women. All right, Polynices' sister.
It's in the Odyssey, I think.
No. Mm-hmm. Polynices' sister from Antigone by Sophocles. All right, you got all but one part of that. 25 points. Coming up at the 30-point bonus, here's your toss-up. Some people call him Old Bendy. Others refer to him as Old Boy. For 10 points, what do you call him? Oh, you're going to be surprised. The devil or Satan or old Nick is the answer. All right, you're so nice, you people. Here we go. 30-point bonus coming up. Here is a toss-up. Metropolis is a urban area or a philharmonic conductor, depending on the way you spell it. For 10 points, tell us, who or where is Petropolis? P-E-T-R-O-P-O-L-I-S. No takers? Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
That's an ancient city, I think, in Asia Minor, in Turkey, or near Greece.
Nope, that's a good try. Can you take it, Georgia? Can you take it, Georgia? Bob, no takers?
No takers, Alan.
All right, Petropolis is a city in Brazil, in the state of Rio de Janeiro.
Rio.
Not near Asia Minor. 30-point bonus still coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. Tell us, what is the source of the following lines? Quote, thine alabaster cities gleam undimmed, Minnesota.
Joe Scheck.
That's from Catherine Lee Bates' America the Beautiful.
That's right, America the Beautiful for 10 points. We didn't expect the offer on that. Okay, Minnesota, you got a 30-point bonus for knowing more than we expected. It's a culinary type of question on menu items. For 10 points apiece, you're to see if you can answer each of the following questions. Listen carefully. This is kind of tricky. Anybody in the Minnesota team? What kind of a vegetable might make you think of a European city with green shoots?
Brussels sprouts.
Right, for 10 points. What kind of a vegetable dish might you associate with a football victory by one of America's oldest colleges?
Rutgers.
Rutabaga or squash?
What kind of vegetable dish might you associate with a football victory by one of America's oldest colleges? Harvard beets.
Beets.
Oh,
ouch. Okay, and finally, hold on to your hats. Finally, what favorite vegetable sounds like a horse with a sore toe? You're going to hate yourself.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Time. Corn on the cob.
Oh!
Okay, now, before we get along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this game. Roger?
Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. Now, it may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes, Alan. Now, with 19 and a half minutes to go, the score, Georgia, nothing, Minnesota, 55. Let's go back to another toss-up question.
Okay, a musical bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. This familiar structure, was reinforced with iron bars, pins, needles, and penny loaves. For 10 points, what is it? Minnesota.
Would that be the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Can you take it, Georgia?
No takers, Alan.
London Bridge, according to the nursery rhyme. Okay, you still got a 30-point musical bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. President Eisenhower must wrestle with weighty problems of state, make decisions that might mean peace or war. But for 10 points, tell us, what decision did he recently make concerning clothespins? Oh, you haven't been reading the papers. No takers? That their import should not be restricted. The Tariff Commission had recommended that it should be put on the number of clothespins imported in the United States, but Ike denied the recommendation, and still coming up is the toss-up with a 30-point bonus. For 10 points, tell us, who killed King Duncan? Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
Macbeth.
Right, Macbeth in Shakespeare's Macbeth. In Minnesota, you have now a 30-point bonus. You know, the great melody maker Chopin has inspired many popular songs. Now, we're going to play just two of the Chopin originals, and you're going to get 5 points each time you name the Chopin original, and 5 more points when you name the pop song taken from it, and you'll get 30 points if you're able to correctly spot all four of these parts. First...
That's the Polonaise, and it would be Till the End of Time.
Right. Polonaise, Till the End of Time, that's 10 points. If you get the next 10, it totals to 30. It's kind of tricky, all right? Name the original and the popular song taken from it.
Chasing Rainbows.
And that's Fantasy Impromptu in C-sharp minor.
That's right. Right. You got all four parts, so it's a total of 30 points. A total of 30 points. Credit. Coming up is a 40-point bonus. Score and time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, 17 minutes to go. Georgia still has nothing. Minnesota has 95.
All right, here's a toss-up and a 40-point bonus coming up, Georgia. On your toes. For 10 points, tell us, who are Welch, Weaver, Craig, and Gattuso? What? No takers?
No.
These are Navy football players, the backfield. And if you remember, these four gentlemen did a particularly effective job in last week's Army-Navy game. All right, this might make me more to your liking. It's out of history. For 10 points, tell us, what did the Whigs call the Honorable Francis Preston Blair and the Honorable Amos Kendall at the time of President Jackson's administration? Georgia!
Is that the kitchen cabinet?
That's the kitchen cabinet, that's right! Okay, Georgia, you got a 40-point bonus. You get it all, you can have 50 points here. Words and objects are often named after or derived from the names of famous people. 10 points every time you can identify the following people after whom words have been named. First of all, the American scout and soldier after whom a knife was named.
Bowie.
James Bowie, that's right.
Lynn Morriston.
Hiya, Lynn. Okay, the land agent in Mayo, Ireland, after whom a word meaning to combine against was named. The land agent in Mayo, Ireland. After whom a word meaning to combine against was named. Defined to combine against. Boycott, Captain Boycott. All right, the American general who gave his name to a style of hirsute adornment.
Eisenhower?
No. Custer.
No.
No, it's a...
Hirsute. Mustache. What does hirsute mean?
Mustache.
Yeah.
What?
Ambrose Everett Burnside, or Sideburn.
Oh.
Okay, the foreign diplomat after whom a kind of hand grenade is named.
Molotov.
Molotov, right, for 10 points. Score and time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, 15 minutes to go. Georgia has 30 points. Minnesota has 95 points.
All right, and coming up is a 25-point bonus. Now, if I said britches, vinegar, and wicked, tell me for 10 points... what kind of books would I be describing? Minnesota.
Joe Sheckman.
Those are three different kinds of Bible.
That's right, Joe. Can you tell me why? What is the Wicked Bible? Do you know?
That was one where the word not was left out of one of the commandments.
Out of the seventh commandment. You know the Vinegar Bible?
Yum. That was the parable of the vineyard. The word vineyard was misprinted to vinegar.
Right. How about the Britches Bible?
That's where, I think it's in Genesis, Adam and Eve took fig leaves and made themselves britches.
That's right. Boy, you got the info. Man, I would say you knew that. All right, Minnesota, Joe Sheckman earns you a 25-point bonus by knowing a very fine answer. Here's a quick 25-point bonus on naval and military ranks and titles. 5 points each time, Minnesota, you associate the correct rank with the following people. First of all, Alvin York.
Alvin York was a sergeant.
Right, for 5 points. A man named Blimp.
Colonel. He was a colonel.
Colonel, right, for 5 points. Abraham Lincoln, according to the Walt Whitman poem.
Captain,
oh, captain, my captain.
Captain. Captain, right, for 5 points. The Right Honorable Sir Joseph Porter, KCB.
He was Admiral, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Admiral of the Ocean Sea.
Admiral.
First Lord of the Admiralty in HMS Pinafore. All right, now, careful. Earl Mountbatten, according to his most recent promotion. I want the precise title.
He is First Sea Lord.
First Sea Lord of Britain. Right.
Yes.
Okay, I'll accept it for 5 points. Okay, now let's see. We got a 30-point bonus coming up. We have a toss-up here, earning you that bonus if you get it. For 10 points, tell us, at what kind of a place might you see all of the following? A girl eating oysters, a game of Skittles, and a man in armor. Minnesota.
Carleen Nelson.
You'd see it at the Queen of Hearts Ball.
Can you take it, Georgia? Can you take it, Georgia?
No takers, Alan.
At an art gallery or art museum, all of these are paintings by Dutch artists. The Girl Eating Oysters is by Jan Steen, A Man in Armor by Rembrandt, and A Game of Skittles by De Hoche. Okay, coming up still is the 30-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, what international event will take place in Melbourne, Australia, in Georgia?
The Olympic Games in 1956.
That's right, for 10 points. In the field of sports, a 30-point bonus here, Georgia. Field of sports, the reigns of even the most illustrious champions must sometimes cease. For 10 points apiece, who succeeded each of the following men as heavyweight boxing champions of the world? First of all, John L. Sullivan.
Corbett?
Right, for 10 points. Joe Louis.
Charles, I believe.
Right, for 10 points. Ezra Charles. Jack Dempsey.
Gene Tunney.
Right, for 10 points. George.
Alan, that's the whistle, which calls for a one-minute timeout.
Okay, now, thank you, Roger. We're going to talk to the teams in just a moment, but first, Good Housekeeping magazine runs a complete page of college quiz bowl questions. For a chance to match your wits with our collegiate champions, see the December issue of Good Housekeeping magazine. It's on the newsstands right now. Good Housekeeping, you know, also awards the $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here on our college quiz bowl. Now, let's take out a minute to talk to the teams. First, we meet the challenging team down in Athens, Georgia, the University of Georgia team. Want to find out what your plans are, gentlemen and ladies. David Voss, you're a senior, right?
That's right.
Upon graduation, what do you plan to do?
I'm going to study for the Christian ministry.
Well, fine. That's certainly a fine ambition. Julia Skelton, your ambition?
To do social work.
Any particular place?
Preferably in a children's agency.
In the South or the North?
South, naturally.
All right. Lynn Marston, what are your plans?
I'd like to do conservation of wildlife and bird watching.
You would? Well, meet Colleen Helgeson-Nelson. She's right up in Georgia, in Minnesota, and she's a friend of yours. Barbara Crawford, you're a junior, right?
That's right.
What are your plans?
I'd like to be a cartographer.
A cartographer?
That's right.
Meaning a map maker, right?
Right.
fine ambitions. Glad to have you all with us. Now we're going back up to Minnesota, up to Minneapolis, Minnesota, to be specific, to talk to Joe Scheckman. You know, Joe, I understand that the University of Minnesota publishes books. What are your two latest books?
Well, rather recently, we published the Zoology of Tapeworms and a book on the permeability of the integument of arthropods.
Oh, you did? Well, I imagine they're going to find wide acceptance and great popularity. Have you ever published anything up there that might be considered a little more for the lay taste?
Oh, yes. Our all-time bestseller at the University of Minnesota Press was The Doctor's Mayo by Helen Clapesaddle. That's been published in about 15 languages, as well as being a bestseller in this country.
And it was originally published by the University of Minnesota Press.
Yes, and it's just been republished, and right at the same time as the 14-story Mayo Memorial Hospital has just finished going up here on campus.
Fine, that's a beautiful campus, a wonderful school, and you've got a lot to be proud of up there. But right now, our time period is up. There's our whistle, so let's get back to the quiz.
Right, Alan, we have 9 minutes to go. The University of Georgia has 70 points. Minnesota has 130 points. How about another toss-up question?
Coming up, here it is, with a 25 bonus in offing. 25-point bonus, rather. In October 1859, Colonel Robert E. Lee was sent on a mission to a small town in West Virginia for 10 points. Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
It was to arrest John Brown after his raid in Harper's Ferry.
That's right. That's the answer I was looking for. I was going to say for 10 points. What was this historic mission? And he was ordered to recapture the U.S. arsenal at Harper's Ferry, and he sees John Brown. Okay, here's a 25-point bonus, Minnesota, for knowing some facts about the Civil War. 25 points if you can tell us the name of the peace negotiated by Louise of Savoy and Margaret of Austria.
Oh, gee.
Oh, you know this. By Louise of Savoy and Margaret of Austria. The ladies' peace, or La Paix des Dames. The peace signed at Cambrai in 1529 and was between Francis I of France and Charles V, Emperor of Germany. Didn't you know that now, really?
Dr. Wolf knew it. He was sitting out here grinning at us.
Okay. Coming up is a musical bonus worth 30 points. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, what bird, according to its name, might well need a toupee? Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
The bald eagle.
Right, the bald eagle. Give me another name for that, Colleen.
That's also called the American eagle, Haliaetus leucocephalus.
Another bird, bald coot, I would have accepted. I understand here. All right, now here's your musical bonus, Minnesota. It's going to test your knowledge of astronomy and jukeboxes. 10 points each time you recognize a celestial body mentioned in the titles of the following songs. First.
Just don't let the stars get in your eyes.
Right. What's the celestial body? That's my precise question.
Stars.
All right. Be precise. Here we go. What's this?
Moon glow, so that would be the moon.
That would be right for 10 points. And this one. That's a vamp.
Up in the morning.
Lucky old sun,
right.
So it'd be sun.
Sun, right, for 10 points. Okay, scoring time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, 6.5 minutes to go. Minnesota has 180, Georgia has 70 points.
And a 40-point bonus is in the offing. The recent movie, Carmen Jones, is based on Bizet's famous opera, Carmen. Now, for 10 points, Bizet's opera was based on a story by what French author? Minnesota.
Carleen Nelson.
Prosper Mérimée.
Right, Prosper Mérimée. 10 points, Minnesota. Here's your 40-point bonus. Sometimes the native name for a city or country is different from the English word for the same place. For instance, we call Milano, Milan, you know? Now, I'm going to give you the native names for four cities, and for 10 points apiece, you're to give me the English translation. Praha.
Prague.
Well, there's our Minnesota chorus, all right. München.
Munich.
Anvers.
Antwerp.
Antwerp.
Right. Curlin. Curln. Curln.
Oh, could you spell it, Alan?
K-U-R-L-N. Oh, wait, no, that's the way you pronounce it.
Cologne.
Cologne. Cologne.
Yeah, Cologne. K-U-M-L-O-T-U-O-L-N. I was reading you my phonetic pronunciation. See, that's how I learned to mispronounce it. Cologne is the right answer for 10 points. Scoring time, Roger.
Right now, 5 minutes to go. Minnesota has 230, Alan. Georgia has 70.
And a 25-point bonus is in the offing. Here's your toss-up. If the President of the United States were to die, the Vice President would succeed him. Minnesota.
And the Speaker of the House of Representatives would succeed him, and the President pro tem of the Senate would succeed the Speaker of the House.
That's it. That's the answer. May I just read that question? You were clear out. You are out in Minneapolis, aren't you, Joe? Was that Chuck?
Yes,
Chuck,
it was, Alan.
I happened to be in New York City, and I was about to say, for 10 points, tell us, if the vice president were to die, who in the natural order of presidential succession would succeed him? And on my card, I had Speaker of the House of Representatives, and after the Speaker would come the President pro tem of the Senate, and then the Secretary of State. You could have been reading off of that card. All right, here we go. With a 25-point bonus coming up, here's your toss-up. In what capacity did the knight called Gareth start his association with King Arthur's court? Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
Wasn't he the Green Knight?
No. Can you take it, Georgia? Gareth started as a scullion in King Arthur's kitchen. Okay, here we go with another toss-up question, and coming still is a 25-point bonus for 10 points. He was James the VI to Scotland. What was he to England? Minnesota.
Eleanor he was Bale. James the First.
That's right, and I imagine Dr. Wolf is smiling. 10 points. All right.
Pretty at present, Alan.
All right, here's your 25-point bonus, Minnesota. I'm going to give you 25 points if you can complete. Okay, Chuck, this is where you step back. This is the time for the chorus. Complete the second verse of the Edgar Allan Poe poem, the verse which begins, fittingly enough, with the line, "Ah, distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December,
and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Bitterly I waited, sought the morrow. No, vainly I had sought to borrow in my
memory
something, some surcease from sorrow."
Oh, you're not doing it. You're not doing it at all, and I get to do it. Hot dog. And each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore. For the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And you did not.
Applause for Mr. Ludden, please.
Thank you, everybody, but don't give them any credit for that. That was all here. All right, here we go with a 20-point bonus coming up, and here's your toss-up. His ancestors were Portuguese. He has an Egyptian-born wife. Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
That would be Pierre Mendes France.
That would be before I asked the question. I was going to say he has an Egyptian-born wife and a hyphenated name for 10 points. Who is he? Premier Mendes France. Here's your bonus, Minnesota, worth 20 points. Tell us, Whom did Saul consult the day before he perished?
The Witch of Endor, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I didn't even ask it yet. Consult the day before he perished in Mount Gilboa, and it was the Witch of Endor. Right for 20 points, Minnesota. Coming up again is a 20-point bonus. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. Tell us, in what month does daylight saving time usually begin? Georgia.
I tried June.
Can you take it, Minnesota?
Joe Schechtman.
April.
Right, April for 10 points, Minnesota. Usually begins, that is, in more states than not. All right, here's a two-part geography question. 10 points for each correct answer. Name the only country, Minnesota, in Central America that does not touch the Pacific Ocean. Careful.
British Honduras.
That's the one answer. 10 points.
That was Chuck Mulkey.
Okay, Chuck. You made up for not knowing that Poe poem. All right.
Know it either, Alan.
Here's 10 more points. If you can tell me the only country in Central America that does not touch the Atlantic Ocean. One answer.
That would be El Salvador.
Salvador, right, for 10 points. Did you know that all other Central American countries touch both the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean?
Right.
Oh, you knew that, of course. Right. I did. All right, I've got a 30-point bonus coming up here, and here's your toss-up. It's a mathematical toss-up question, so listen very carefully. A man bought a horse for $70, sold him for $80, bought him back for $90, and sold him again for $100. For 10 points, how much did the man make or lose on the deal? Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
$10. He made $10.
He made $10? That's not right. Can you take it, Georgia?
Made 20.
Came out even.
Did I hear 20?
I said 20.
I'm sorry. On a toss-up question, I can't do that. I cannot take two answers, so I'll have to... But 20 was right. He made a $20 prize.
Alan, I'm sorry. That's it. The game's over for this week, time being up. The final score in tonight's College Quiz Bowl is 70 points for the University of Georgia and 310 points for the winner, the University of Minnesota. Member of the Georgia team, it is our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, the University of Minnesota will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Minnesota will return next week to compete in the new All-American Quiz Game with the varsity scholars of Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois. In the meantime, to try your hand at more of these questions, read the Quiz Bowl page in the December issue of Good Housekeeping magazine. It's on the newsstands now. And here once again is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
I want to congratulate the University of Minnesota, and I want to say to the fine men and the ladies and gentlemen down at University of Georgia, David Voss, Julia Skelton, Lynn Marston, Barbara Crawford, and the alternate Mary Rector, congratulations, you did a fine job. Now, next week, Minnesota meets Northwestern. In the following weeks, we'll have the varsity scholars from Washington and Lee University, Westland University, the University of Colorado, and many other outstanding colleges and universities throughout the United States. So won't you be with us next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, this is Alan Ludden saying so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for the University of Georgia, Bob Van Camp at station WSB, Atlanta, and for the University of Minnesota, Bob Boyle at station KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Fobes, and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.